A beautiful community garden has sprouted in Wabaoxin. Located in Veterans Memorial Park on Pine Street, the new garden is circular instead of the traditional rectangular offering to represent the concept that everyone is welcome. A circle can always be made bigger to include the thoughts and contributions of everyone, and it encourages listening to one another respectfully, local resident Sharon Langfield told Midland Today. After the years of social distancing and separation, this particular time may provide a unique opportunity to build stronger communities. Langfield said that over the past few years, many new families have moved to the Tay Township Village. The people who are creating this garden hope to provide a focal point for people to meet each other, especially since it is right beside the playground equipment, she said. The seed of the idea was planted last fall. Over the winter months, the Talpines Property Owners Association brought the idea to Tay Township, who agreed to provide grant money for the materials and permission to build in the municipal park. Talpines and other community members then volunteered to plan and build the circular garden in a sunny spot in the park. Wabaoxin resident Jennifer Brunel, in the role of Indigenous advisor, helped the group add elements of Indigenous culture to honor the people who have lived here for hundreds of years. As an example, the four sacred medicines of the Anishinaabeg, tobacco, cedar, sage and sweetgrass, have been planted within the garden, while the three sisters, corn, beans and squash, of the Haudenosaunee and Wendat traditions are in the center of the garden. These three plants work as companions to help one another grow and thus provide an excellent example for people who are building community to use their different gifts cooperatively, Langfield added. A planting ceremony, which was held recently and attracted children, parents, grandparents and great-grandparents, featured Indigenous drumming and knowledge sharing, music by local musicians and, of course, the planting of all the vegetables, flowers and seeds that were donated. The flowers will attract pollinators and lift the spirits of people even as they are driving by, Langfield said. Added volunteer Peter Cox. The intergenerational and intercultural aspects of this project is what is needed to build a strong community, volunteer Peter Cox said. Garden organizers will be sharing the food grown with the community and hosting other upcoming events that are still being planned.